Hello, and welcome to the i3C Global Business Podcast. Today, we're diving into software device CE marking. Whether you're a startup developer or an established company getting ready to launch in Europe, navigating CE marking requirements is absolutely essential. I'm your host, Vivek Colton, and as always, I'm thrilled to be joined by my brilliant co-host, Nancy Romita.
Thank you, Vivek. And hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the MedTech Business Podcast. I'm here to help unravel the complexities of medical device compliance and regulations. A big shout out to my co-host, Vivek, for leading today's exciting discussion.
Today, we're stepping into the exciting and fast-changing world of software as a medical device, or SAMD. We'll unpack the pivotal role CE marking plays in bringing these groundbreaking innovations to the European market.
Let's break it down. What exactly is a software medical device? Essentially, it's software specifically designed to diagnose, treat, monitor, or even prevent diseases and medical conditions. These devices range from simple tools, like apps for tracking patient data, to advanced technology, such as AI-powered algorithms that analyze medical images or provide critical clinical decision support. Together, they're transforming the landscape of modern healthcare.
And here's the key point. Whether it's a straightforward app or a high-tech system, if the software serves a medical purpose, it's classified as a medical device.
Exactly, and that brings us to compliance. To market software in Europe, CE marking isn't just a nice to have, it's absolutely mandatory, especially for standalone software.
Got it, Nancy. That makes total sense.
Standalone software refers to software that functions independently, isn't embedded in a physical medical device, and serves a clear medical purpose. For example, it could be software that aids in diagnosis or optimizes healthcare delivery processes.
Got it, Nancy. That makes perfect sense.
Under the European Medical Device Regulation, or MDR, this type of software is classified as medical standalone software. And here's the catch. Without CE marking, these products cannot legally be sold in the European market.
That's important. Could you clarify the process you're referring to? Are we talking about regulatory compliance, the CE marking application, or something else entirely?
Great question. Achieving CE marking for standalone software involves multiple steps, including demonstrating compliance with strict safety and performance standards. This ensures your software isn't just innovative, but also reliable and safe for patient care. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's discuss what IEC 62304 is and why it's critical to the process.
This is groundbreaking stuff, Nancy. I'm eager to hear more about IEC 62304.
Absolutely. Compliance with IEC ensures that medical device software is designed with patient safety as the top priority. It manages risks throughout the software lifecycle, minimizing potential errors or malfunctions that could impact patient health. Following this standard not only helps meet regulatory requirements in the EU, US, and beyond, but it also accelerates approvals. The standard emphasizes proactive risk management to guarantee the software's safety and effectiveness before it ever hits the market.
Wow, that's a game changer. Are you saying that software developers need to apply for IEC 62304 certification before they can apply for CE marking?
Great question, Vivek, and the answer is no. IEC 62304 isn't a standalone standard. It's always implemented alongside ISO 13485. Manufacturers need to adopt ISO 13485, which helps demonstrate compliance with 62304 as part of the overall CE marking process.
Got it. Thanks for clarifying. Now, can you tell us more about MDR technical documentation?
Of course. But before we dive into that, let me take a moment to introduce i3C Global to our listeners. We're a leading expert in European medical device regulations. No matter the type or class of device, our team has the expertise to navigate the process and deliver exceptional results, all at a cost-effective rate. We're global, with operations in the USA, UK, Germany, Malaysia, and India, ensuring top-notch support for clients worldwide.
Loud and clear, Nancy. Haha, sounds like you've got this covered.
Thanks, Vivek. Now, before we jump into MDR technical documentation, let me quickly outline some major types of medical software.
Ah, perfect timing. I was planning to ask you about that later.
All right, here are some key examples. Clinical information system software, electronic prescription software, clinical decision support software, radiology information software, and laboratory information software. Did you catch all that?
Absolutely, Nancy. Those are spot-on examples.
Now, let's talk about the critical aspects of software medical device technical documentation for MDR compliance. This ensures your device meets the necessary safety, performance, and regulatory standards.
And what exactly are those aspects?
Great question. Here are the key elements. First, Software classification. This determines the risk level and documentation needed. Next, the software development lifecycle, ensuring it's well managed. A thorough risk assessment and risk management process is essential. You'll also need to provide clinical evidence to back the intended use and performance through clinical evaluation. Then, there's cybersecurity and data privacy to protect patient data. Post-market surveillance and vigilance ensure the software continues to perform safely once it's on the market. Finally, clear instructions and labeling are crucial to help users operate the device safely and effectively.
That's a lot of ground to cover, but it all makes sense. Let's dig into some of those elements further. How does the i3C Global team assist with the overall process, especially when it comes to technical documentation?
Great question, Vivek. At i3C Global, we follow a structured and efficient approach. The project head, in consultation with the manager, selects the team lead and consultants best suited for the project, especially those with experience in similar or equivalent devices. Typically, each project is assigned two consultants, two team leads, a manager, and a project head. This collaborative setup ensures precision and expertise at every stage of documentation.
Got it, that makes sense. But how do you handle the technical documentation? Do you provide guidance while the client's team prepares the technical file?
Not at all, Vivek. Our team takes full ownership of preparing the technical file. We don't leave it to the client. From initial preparation to navigating the notified body review, we manage the entire process. This hands-on approach is one of the key features that sets us apart from other consulting firms. We ensure everything is compliant, thorough, and ready for approval.
Understood. Thanks for clarifying. That must be a huge relief for small and medium-sized companies with limited regulatory personnel.
Exactly, Vivek. Let me highlight a couple of exclusive features i3C Global offers. First, we provide an in-house European authorized representative service specifically for foreign manufacturers. Additionally, we offer in-house CRO services for performance testing and clinical investigations, making us a one-stop regulatory solution.
Wow, that's impressive. How would you rate your team's expertise?
Thanks, Vivek. And yes, I think our comprehensive approach really stands out. It's all about making the CE marking process seamless for manufacturers.
I have one more question. Do IVD software developers follow the same pathways as medical device software developers?
Great question. While there are similarities, IVD software falls under the EU-IVDR in vitro diagnostic regulation instead of the MDR. IVDR focuses on analytical performance, clinical performance, and scientific validity. Like medical device software, IVD developers must classify their software, prepare robust technical documentation, and adhere to standards like IEC for software development and ISO 13485 for quality management. However, performance evaluation and clinical evidence requirements are specifically tailored to the unique nature of IVDs.
Wow, that's fascinating. I appreciate the detailed explanation.
You're welcome, Vivek. I'm glad you found it helpful.
So to summarize, today we explore the importance of CE certification for medical software and the critical role consultants play in navigating the process. That's all for today's business podcast. If you enjoyed this discussion or have questions about software CE marking, feel free to connect with i3C Global. Thanks for tuning in.
I hope you found today's conversation insightful and informative. See you next time.